Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish the imagery-filled scenes from a mountain country portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 151, written by Ilanaganar. The verse is set in the Kurunji landscape or mountainous regions and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, passing on hidden messages to the man listening nearby. நல்னுதல் பசப்பினும் பெருந்தோல் நெகிழினும் கொள்முரன் இரும்புலி அரும்புளை தாக்கி செம்மறு கொண்ட வெண்கோட்டு யானை கல்மிசை அருவியின் கழுவுஞ்சாரல் வாரற்கதில்ல தோழி கடுவன் முறியார் பெருங்கிளை அறிதலஞ்சி கரிவளர் அடுக்கத்து களவினில் புணர்ந்த செம்முக மந்தி செய்குறி கருங்கால் பொன் இனர் வேங்கை பூஞ்சினை செழியர் குண்டு நீர் நெடுஞ்சுனை நோக்கி கவிழ்ந்து தன் புன்தலை பாருமயிர் திருத்தும் குன்றநாடன் இரவினானே. The poem opens with a supposition in pasappinum, meaning even if it pales, and negilinum, meaning even if it thins. Thereafter, it's a jungle out there in every sense of the word, for we see puli meaning tiger, yane meaning elephant, kaduvan a male monkey, and mandi a female monkey. Leaving not the flora behind, we glimpse at Pon Inar Vengai, referencing the kino tree with golden flowers. The phrase Karivalar Adukkattu talks about a mountain on which pepper grows, and this reveals the true origin of the English word curry for Indian spicy dishes, no doubt in a reference to this ancient pepper blooming in the hill country. As we have seen in another Natrinai poem too, the word gundu, which in contemporary language relates to fat, means deep in this adjective of an ancient mountain spring or sunai. Having seen the star-studded cast of this verse, let's move into the plot line. The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while, and the man relentlessly seeks the company of the lady through nightly trysts. Observing that the man is not too keen on formalizing his union with the lady, the confidant decides to communicate the seriousness of the situation in an indirect manner. One night, when the man comes to tryst with the lady, pretending not to notice him, but making sure he's listening, the confidant tells the lady, "Oh friend, even if your fine forehead becomes pale, even if your robust arms become thin, let your lord not come by through the slopes where a white-tusked elephant, after attacking a bloodthirsty, ferocious, huge tiger, washes the red stain in its tusk in the waterfalls flowing from the mountains. The lord of the mountains comes from a land where the red-faced female monkey, after trysting with the male monkey, fearing that its kith and kin, which feed on tender leaves, will come to know of this, climbs onto a branch of the black-stemmed vengai tree, which are filled with gold-like flowers, and looks down into the deep waters of the wide mountain spring in order to smoothen the ruffled hair on its gentle head. May the Lord not come by at night." With these words, the confidant talks about the dangers in the mountain path and the danger of discovery by the lady's kith and kin, thereby subtly nudging the man to seek the lady's hand in marriage. Time for a frame-by-frame review of this visual delight. The confidant brings forth two different scenes in the mountain country laden with intricate details. Let's explore the scene with the monkey first. There's a red-faced female monkey climbing up a kino tree which has a black trunk and contrasting golden yellow flowers. The monkey finds a good spot on a low branch of the tree with a clear view of the mountain spring beneath it. It then proceeds to look at its reflection in the waters below and pat down the disheveled hair on the top of its delicate head. This may be an image that the poet has witnessed in his travels, for recent scientific studies do indicate that many species of monkeys possess self-awareness and may react similarly when encountering reflective surfaces such as a mirror. What's interesting here is the way the monkey's behavior is given a human quality. The confidant explains the reason for this action by saying that the monkey fears that its kith and kin would find out about its relationship with a male monkey and takes care to hide the signs of their tryst. In a realistic sense, it's true that a monkey may not have such cares, but it makes so much poetic sense in hiding the lady's mind through this imagery. Indeed, the scene is a metaphor for how the lady worries that her relationship with the man will be discovered any day. So she too needs to take pains to conceal her joy and the changes in her appearance to keep the relationship a secret. The man is made aware of the lady's mind by the description of this natural scene from his own land. Then, moving on to the scene with the elephant, we first observe a fearsome tiger on the forest path being attacked by an elephant. In this fight between titans, the elephant seems to have the upper hand and, having won over the tiger, walks to the flowing waters of the mountain spring and is said to wash away the red blood in its white tusk. The confidant talks about this as if she was merely outlining the dangers in the path the man traverses, but we know that there's more hidden. This scene is a metaphor for how the man must slay the tiger of slander and wash away the blots on the lady's reputation by seeking her hand in marriage. An exquisite instance of interleaving the inner message within a mesmerizing capture of the natural world. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandanikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.